movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more about them at seeking. Now I can't remember. Now, Tim, you're going to have to tell me. What is it? MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, isn't it?
MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, yes.
Goodness sakes. How could I forget?
Why, Kelly? Because you're preoccupied, because I'm wondering if the weather outside is frightful in St. Cloud yet.
I haven't even got to look outside. I don't think so. I have been in a booth since 5 o'clock this morning and have not once peeked outdoors to see what it looks like. Now, the radar says it looks like we've got snow, which I expect, and we're supposed to have snow all day. But really, tomorrow, we're supposed to have sunshine. So
you... It's such a bizarre weather. Since the summer, since the fall.
I know.
Exactly. But you're right. Movies, it's a nice getaway. Get inside. No windows. You can't tell what's going on outside.
Right.
So, new in theaters. 60 years after the release of the original film version, the classical movie musical West Side Story is back and is every bit as inspired as the original. This time, Ansel Elgort stars as Tony, and newcomer Rachel Zegler stars as Maria. Star-crossed lovers who find themselves in the midst of a battle between two New York City street gangs, the Jets and the Sharks. And since Tony is white and Maria is Puerto Rican, there's a lot of trouble brewing ahead. Now, while West Side Story has come with some updates with certain characters that you probably won't notice, the glorious music remains the same, and the singing performances, especially by Rachel Zegler, who was 17 when she was cast, is awe-inspiring. Steven Spielberg is also brilliant as ever as the film's director, and the film also stars Rita Moreno as Valentina, who takes over the role of the shopkeeper in the original film. It's hard to argue the move, though, since Moreno is brilliant and deserves more than just a walk-on cameo. Since she won the Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1961 for her role, West Side Story is new in theaters. New in limited release and streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime Video December 21st is Being the Ricardos. Writer-director Aaron Sorkin's expert recreation of a tumultuous week in the life of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in the height of their success of their CBS sitcom, I Love Lucy. Nicole Kidman plays Lucille Ball, who suddenly falls under the scrutiny of the FBI for allegedly having communist ties. But that's not the only issue plaguing the production. Lucy suspects Desi, played by Javier Bardem, is having an affair, and that news comes with the announcement that the couple is expecting a baby, and the network doesn't want to show that sort of thing on TV. On top of all that, Lucy is constantly at odds with the writers, producers, and the actors on the show and over its creative direction. In a word, Being the Ricardos is brilliant. Kidman and Bardem both give transformative performances as Lucy and Desi, and the movie delves into the creative genius of Lucille Ball as she imagines the direction of her scenes played out in black and white in her head. And we also see how Desi was just so incredibly smart as the businessman. Directed by Aaron Sorkin, Being the Ricardos is new in limited release and streaming exclusively on Amazon Prime December 21st. Finally, streaming now for free on Amazon Prime Video is Sold Out, a Minnesota-made movie and a 2021 Twin Cities Film Festival fan favorite. Written and directed, respectively, by Minnesota filmmaker Susan Brightbill and her husband, Tim Dahlside, Sold Out follows the story of Kat, an independent music scout played by Kelsey McMahon, who befriends John, played by Sam Bardwell, a construction worker who's trying to find his passion as a musician. Kat senses some real musical talent in John, but since he's struggling both in his marriage and the songwriting endeavors, she gets him out on the road to help him spring him from his rut. Shot entirely in Minnesota with an all-Minnesota cast and crew, Sold Out runs the gamut of emotions. It's about harnessing the power of your passion. It has great music. It's sweet. It's poignant, and it has some emotionally devastating twists that gives the film even more depth. Sold Out is streaming for free on Amazon Prime Video.
Man, it sounds like we got lots to choose from this week.
I had to put an extra one in there because, you know, Kelly, everybody's going to be stuck inside, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want to get out to the theaters, and what better than a Minnesota-made movie, an expertly made Minnesota made movie. Too many M's in there.
Right.
But that's okay. It's okay. And here's the thing. It was shot during the second coldest winter in Minnesota history a few years ago, during one of the polar vortex deals.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's one of those deals with enjoying the outdoors without actually being outdoor. Now, of course, you know, the scenes take place inside too. And, mm-hmm. you know, lots of Minnesota landmarks that you're going to recognize.
Oh, I love it.
So it's really cool. I'm obviously, you know, being a native Minnesotan, and I know you're a native Minnesotan, yeah. Kelly, and a musician, I think you're really going to love this movie.
Well, and I'm glad that you bring it up, because anytime you've got movies that are based out of Minnesota, we are all about learning about things that happen here. That's what our audience likes to hear. So anytime you find something like that, you throw it in here anytime you want, because that's what we really want to hear about.
Really showcases a lot of local talent too. So
yeah,
it's so exciting. And, you know, I've been in touch with Susan, who wrote the screenplay, and they got international distribution. I mean, it really, that goes to show you how much momentum this film has.
Man.
Yeah, so definitely see it. Amazon Prime Video, streaming for free, sold out.
And I think I have Amazon. I don't know. I have like Apple TV now. I still have Hulu. I was going to cancel because I'm not watching Hulu. And then I've got, I don't know, I've got Netflix. Yeah. I'm like, how many of these can I get?
who shops on Amazon has Amazon Prime Video for free. So definitely check this out.
Okay, then I do have that, because I do have Amazon Prime. That's going to be good. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about Nicole Kidman. We only have 4 minutes here, but I was just trying to imagine her in this role. Anybody, to be honest, I cannot imagine one single person in the whole wide world that could be Lucille Ball.
Well, obviously, makeup has a lot to do with it. And, mm-hmm. you know, the interesting thing is there have been criticism on social media about her not looking enough like her, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. When she imagines these scenes in her head, mm-hmm. when you see these scenes in black and white, she is spot on Lucille Ball. Her mannerisms, her eyes, you can really see it in her eyes.
Wow.
You know, she just really channels her. And naturally, the scenes outside of that, this isn't the Lucy that we're used to seeing. We're
sure.
used to seeing the screwball comedy Lucy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to throw people for a loop. But it also gives you some insight into her life and this very tumultuous week in her life. You know, when they were at the height of their show, we're talking tens of millions, I think 60 million viewers a week. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely is one to look forward to. Again, on Amazon Prime in a couple weeks. If you want to venture out in the snow, you're going to find it in limited release in theaters.
Yeah. I loved that show. I watched it all the time. And I, you know, if you ever get a chance to talk to Nicole Kidman about doing that role, I'd like to know if she got to watch some old footage of Lucy, you know, behind the scenes. I would think that she probably did get
to study it. I mean, look, in the age of Instagram, we see behind the scenes of stuff all the time. And even that stuff is acted out. Let's be honest.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, when you get Lucy Arnaz and Desi Jr. that are executive producers, you know, you're getting insight now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden into their lives and the lives of the people who worked with them, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, that's unprecedented really when you think about it. You know, obviously you didn't have that behind the scenes access back then. So that's where I think she's great in the Lucy scenes,
mm-hmm.
but it's not about the show itself that they actually, you know, it's not like recreating a show. It's about much, much more that was going on in this very eventful week in their lives way back when.
Crazy. And then West Side Story. I mean, you can't go wrong. I just remember watching that and loving the music back when I was young. I think my mom even had the album to West Side Story, and I would listen to the song. So if you've never seen
recently
it.
Recently losing Stephen Sondheim, I mean, what a blow. Mm. This guy was such of a genius, and that was his break. That's what got him on the map as a very young man. And then not Elmer Bernstein, the other Bernstein, you're going to have to help me, but one of the Bernsteins. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's the thing. It's been so long since I've seen that film, Kelly, but the music right away, I was just shocked at every single tune. I knew everything.
Oh,
and
I
that just
it.
Gave me such of a warm feeling. Now, granted, the movie ends in tragedy. Nothing's changed in that sort of way.
Right.
But boy, it just really, the memories rushed back
really
in.
Something, yeah.
Yes, there are changes. You need to utilize Rita Moreno. She's still as vibrant as ever in her late 80s. and she is terrific. I wouldn't be surprised if she's nominated for another Oscar, along with a ton of other nominations.
Oh, love it. Well, thank you so much, Tim. Tim Lammers bringing us our movie reviews today, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more about Tim Lammers at directconversations.com. It is 10:30, 27 degrees, and we will be back after news.